it's a fact the marketer must deal with. Why do certain things grow so fast on the internet? Things like Hotmail and Napster and eBay, while others lie there gathering dust. Because of consumer bias about what people feel comfortable sharing and not sharing. You can whine about this, or you can find a category that's more likely to become an idea virus and tie it into your frame. The key addition to Purple Cow Thinking. In Purple Cow and Free Prize Inside, I riffed with you about how to make ideas spread. The essence of that message is that remarkable ideas are going to get remarked upon. That's how you grow. You've probably figured out that those books are about the story you tell to other people. But before you can tell a story to someone else, you've got to tell one to yourself. The lie a consumer tells himself is the nucleus at the center of any successful marketing effort. As I write this, I'm looking at a fascinating paper pyramid, 2 inches tall, subtle yellow stripes printed on a beautiful quality linen paper. As I gently unfold the pyramid, a tea bag encased in silk falls out. This is tea as a sensual design event, not just a beverage. Am I likely to rush out and tell everyone I know to go buy a case of Tea Forte Ginger Lemon Herbal Tea? Of course not. This tea is not a purple cow, but it is telling a great story to me. I get to lie to myself when I make a cup of this tea. I get to promise myself an indulgence. I get to pretend I'm nurturing my inner soul when all I'm really doing is drinking a 30-cent cup of tea. By keying into my worldview and making it easy for me to lie to myself, Tea Forte hasn't made a tea for everyone. But Lipton and Tetley already win at the game of making tea for everyone. What Tea Forte has successfully done is create an experience that fills my needs, not my wants. The million-dollar question is whether those who share my worldview are a fertile enough audience to turn this into a real business. Some problems are hard. Sometimes the prevailing worldview misaligns with the solutions you have to offer and your needs for return and growth. The new marketing dynamic puts far more pressure on your product design and development people. It makes it much harder to market an ordinary accounting firm or summer camp. My hope is that you will stop relying on marketing as a crutch. If changing your story and your offering is the best way to get your message to spread, then that's what you should go do, instead of whining about how hard it is to get your message out. Google AdWords and finding the right worldview. Too many marketers want to find the mass market. Too often, the first question is, what's your circulation? Good Housekeeping sells ads for a lot of money because they reach so many moms. Google AdWords are shaking things up because they offer precisely the opposite benefit. A Google search on kidney disease brings up an ad for Dr. Joshua Schwimmer, a nephrology specialist in New York. Dr. Schwimmer can now talk quite confidently to whoever has clicked on his link and visited his page because he knows their worldview precisely. The new media proliferating on the web, blogs and so on, lets you experiment with stories aimed precisely at people who want to hear them. When blogger Joshua Micah Marshall featured tiny ads for unknown congressional candidates in 2004, he helped them raise hundreds of thousands of dollars. Why? Because readers of his blog share a worldview, and by framing the ads and the story correctly, his advertisers made a connection with people who wanted to hear the story. Oxymorons. The words and images you use to tell a story are powerful tools. When those words or images conflict, you've created an oxymoron. Jumbo shrimp and military intelligence are the cliches, but there are countless success stories that were built around oxymorons. Take compassionate conservatism. By framing a statement around a worldview and then deliberately confounding expectations, it's easy to tell a story. Some oxymorons create a conflict that people can't embrace, so they ignore it. A thrift pharmacy selling stale and spoiled drugs, for example, isn't going to fly. Others, though, are challenging enough to the status quo to create a story that some people can't resist investigating. Socially conscious investing won't appeal to everyone, but by connecting two ideas that appear to be in conflict, it's possible to tell a story that many will choose to listen to. Especially if it turns out that the investments are both profitable and socially conscious. The story has to be authentic, not just interesting. The best reason to create an oxymoron is that it may help you address a small, previously unaddressed group that actually wants both. That's what happened with the fast-growing adventure cruise lines, and what Starbucks discovered with the soy decaf latte. Physical therapy is an accurate name for the treatment some doctors prescribe to patients with joint problems. Even though physical therapy has a very high success rate, with virtually no complications and a low cost to the patient and the insurance company, it is underprescribed. Why? Because many patients have a worldview that they want to get better fast with a real doctor. What if it was called non-surgical treatment or painless surgery instead? Friend or foe? That's F-A-U-X for those listening at home. Eldon Beck is building a 100-year-old French village in the Alps. He's starting from scratch, and he's doing it for IntraWest, the folks who own ski resorts like Whistler. Beck's insight is that a new ski resort shouldn't be new. It should have corners that hang out in funny ways and buildings that don't match, even if it costs more to do it that way. IntraWest doesn't plan on just hiring hourly workers to staff this village. Instead, they're casting people the way you might cast actors to fill roles. They understand that there's not a lot they can do to make a ski mountain more efficient or appealing, but they can certainly increase the amount of time and money you spend in the village. IntraWest has doubled that figure in the last 10 years. Retail anthropologists know that they can only do this by telling a story. IntraWest does this with single-minded intent. They run a pub in Mount Tremblant where the partying gets so boisterous that patrons often end up dancing on the bar. It turns out that this isn't an accident. Joanne Maislin, an IntraWest planner, made the bar low enough to easily climb on and put a metal railing on the ceiling so that inebriated patrons will have something to hold on to while they make fools of themselves. It's